Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Dr. Maryam Mirzahani didn't have a deep love for mathematics as a child growing up in Tehran, thinking perhaps she might become a writer. While attending the Farzanagan High School for Girls, she and a friend got a copy of the questions used to determine which students would represent Iran at the International Olympiad in Informatics. Solving three of the six problems, the two friends went to their high school principal, demanding courses in math problem solving like the ones at the high school for boys. The principal supported the girls in their efforts, and the next year, the two became the first females to be part of the Iranian Math Olympiad team. In 1994, Mirzahani earned the gold medal in the Olympiad test, which she followed up the next year by earning a perfect score on the test, and another gold medal. By using these competitions to discover what she could do, she had developed a deep love of mathematics, which she was able to transfer into a career in research and teaching. Earning her bachelor's degree in mathematics from the Sharif University of Technology, she continued her studies in the United States, earning a doctorate from Harvard in 2004. Her doctoral thesis, solving a decades-old problem of calculating the volumes of moduli spaces of curves on objects known as Riemann surfaces, was broken into three sections, and each was published in prestigious mathematics journals. Further work focused on Teichmuller dynamics of moduli space and complex geodesics and their closures in moduli space. In 2014, it was announced that Mirzahani would be the first female recipient of the Fields Medal, considered equitable to the Nobel Prize. While she knew this award was a great honor and hoped it encouraged more young women to pursue careers in math, she didn't want to be seen as the face of women in mathematics, eager instead to deflect attention away from her achievements and focus on continuing her research. Sadly, three short years later, Mirzahani passed away, but her colleagues remember her as being fearlessly ambitious in her work, for her brilliance in how she tackled problems, and for her humility. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.